The Mishnah says on Daf Kuf Gimel on the Beis and Chulin, Kol Abasar Rasa Levashol B'Chol Achutz Mibisagogim V'Chagogim. Rasa Lahalos Magvina Lashulchan Achutz Mibisagogim V'Chagogim. Anodim and Abasar Mutu Mibisagogim V'Chagogim. The Mishnah lists three different halachas that relate to the concept of basar. It's trying to define what is called basar. What's called basar regarding basar b'cholav? What is called basar regarding neder? So we'll focus on the first two elements of the Mishnah. First, the Mishnah says that in order to violate the Yisr of Bishul Basar B'Chalav, one has to cook Basar with Chalav. But what does Basar mean? Not Basar Dagim, not Basar Chagavim, not the flesh of fish or of grasshoppers, but rather Basar Behema. Let's talk about Basar Behema. We'll get to Basar Off, we'll get to chicken later. Meat. That's called Basar regarding Basar B'Chalav. And then the Mishnah adds that one is not allowed to be Mala im Agvina ala Shulchan, to be mala basar in magvina ala shulchan, regular basar, what we call, what we define as basar, basar behema, let's say, maybe basar, oh, if not so clear, pashup shad is basar behema, but not basar dogim, not basar chagovim, these kinds of flesh or meat are not included in this iser halah. So the Mishnah mentions two iserim, iser bishul, iser halah. What's missing from the Mishnah? Nechi, what's missing from the Mishnah? Yes. What else? Achila. Achila. Avi, very good. Achila is missing. Why am I troubled by the fact that Achila is missing less than the fact that I'm troubled by the fact that Hana is missing? Why? Well, if you understand what the Isser Hala is based on, it certainly is a little bit strange that the Mishnah left out the Isser Achila. Why? Why is it Asr to be Male Magvina La Shulchan Basar? Why can't you put the Basar and the Gavina together on the Shulchan? What's the problem? Because we're
afraid you'll eat them together.
Afraid that you'll eat them together. That's exactly what the Rashi writes. Rashi says the Isser Halah is an Isser Derabanan. Let's get clear what's a Deraisa, what's a Derabanan. Halah as Basar B'Chalav, Rashi says, is an Isser Derabanan because we're afraid. It's a Gzera Atu Achilu. We're afraid that you might eat them. You put them together, you might forget. In the middle of conversation, you'll put the, you know, you were eating meat in the middle of conversation, you'll suddenly take a glass of milk. So it seems as though the Isser Halah is a Gzera Atu Achila, but Achila was never mentioned. The Mishnah mentions Bishul, it mentions Halah, it doesn't mention Achila. Why did it not mention Achila? Halah should come after Achila. Halah is based on Achila. Where is Achila? Why didn't the Mishnah mention Achila? What's the answer to that? What's the answer to that question? Why didn't the Mishnah mention Achila? Rabbi.
That he was including
Bishul. Exactly. Who says that?
The Rashba.
The Rashba says, but the reason why the Mishnah didn't mention Achila is because it did mention Achila. Or maybe we should say more precisely. The reason why the Mishnah didn't mention Achila explicitly is because it's included within Bishul. Lishna dekra naka dechsiv lo zavashal gadi b'chalevi mel v'asu levashal v'asu lechol ka'amar. Says the Rashba, the Tana meant when he says asu levashal, he means asu lechol as well. Because the Tana simply was nokay to Lishna Dekra. The Pasuk says, Lo Savashal Gadi Bachalei Yimo. The Pasuk mentions Bishul. Does the Pasuk mention Achila, Michael? Does the Pasuk mention Achila? No. So the Tana of the Mishnah is no worse than the Pasuk. He's no better than the Pasuk. He mimics the Pasuk. He's going to write the Mishnah in the same Lashon, the same signum, the same Nusach as the Pasuk itself. So if the Pasuk doesn't say the Yisra Achila, and it includes the Isser Achila within Bishul, so the Tana of the Mishnah also is going to say Osa Levashel, meaning Levashel Velecho. But the truth is that really begs the issue. We've explained the Tana of the Mishnah, but what have we not explained now? What more serious problem do we have? Why does the Torah say Lo Sevashel Gediva Chalevi Mo and not say Lo Sechel Basa B'Chalev? Why doesn't the Torah mention that there's an Isser Achila Basa B'Chalev? It mentions pretty clearly, three times, it mentions that there's an Isser Bishul Basa B'Chalev. It doesn't say the Isser Achila. Why not? Why not? The Isser Achila is pretty basic. Why doesn't the Torah mention the fact that Basar B'Chalav are Asur B'Achila? And that's the question that I really want to talk with you about today. I want to talk about a Pasuk in Chumash. We start with the Mishnah, but the truth is from the Mishnah you see that there's a glaring problem in the Pasuk itself. Lo Sevashel Gadi B'Chalev Imo is mentioned three times in the Torah. Does anyone know where? Parshas Mishpatim, I'll start you off. Where else? Kisisa, good, Simcha, and where else? We're A, right? So it's mentioned three times in the Torah. But it doesn't say the Yisra Achila anywhere. Why not? Why does the Torah only mention Yisra Bishul and not Yisra Achila? We all know that the Isra Achila is derived from that pasuk. How do you know that there's an Isra Achila? So different reasons are given, different makoros are given later on in the Gemara, in the Perek. We all know from Rashi and Chumash, the Tana de Bei Rabbi Yishmael from Kuftes Vav Amid Beis. Lo Sevashel Gedi Bachalev Imo Gimel Pa'am Im Echad L'Yisra Achila V'Echad L'Yisra No V'Echad L'Yisra Bishul. That's not an Amora, that's a Tana de Bei Rabbi Yishmael, it's a Tana. That the Mokar for the Yisra Achila is from Lo Sevashel Gedi Bachalev Imo. That is the Mokar. But the question is, even if it's the Mokar, why did the Torah use the Lashon of Bishul to teach me the Yisra Achila? Should I just said Lo Socha? That's the problem. Can you think of an answer to that question? What do you think? Give me different possibilities as to how you might answer that question. Just one second. I can't get it. It's too hard for me. What's your name?
Noah.
Noah?
Yeah.
I didn't meet you. What's your last name?
Jacobson.
I didn't meet you. That's why I didn't get it. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Noah Jacobson. Go ahead.
Because one of the reasons given for Basar B'Challah, I think the Ramban gives it, is that with the sensitivity issue of the cooking the meat from the mother. So the visual itself is what talks about the sensitivity, not the achila.
But the achila, there wouldn't be sensitivity for the mother if you be ochel basar b'chalav. It's only the bishul that creates the sensitivity? I don't think so. I think doing anything with the basar b'chalav together, maybe achila is even worse. Bishul is one thing, but you're eating the basar and the chalav together, maybe that should invoke, or maybe we should say that should run counter to the sensitivity that one is supposed to have for the mother. John?
You're still doing bishul for achila.
You're still doing bishul for achila? Does that have to be true?
No, but it's...
Sometimes people make experiments. They cook, or they go to a cooking school. Let's say they want to become a chef. They're never going to cook basar b'chalav, but they have to train. They got to get a grade, so they cook the basar b'chalav. Is that mutter? Can they cook the basar b'chalav even though if they have no intention to eat it?
It's the road.
I hear. Okay, let's wait. Partly.
I was concerned about Achila and Bishul, learned out how to form from Bishul, not
Achila. I want something very simple. Why would the Torah say Lashon of Bishul and not mention Achila? Shmuel.
Or assume that it's Lashon of Achila and just wants to say Bishul for...
That's what Hartman said. Okay, before we get there, that's too complicated for me. A very simple idea. The Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Chaf Hei comments that when the Torah doesn't mention a Lashon Achila, it teaches me something about the nature of the Isser involved. If the Torah mentions a Lashon Achila, that tells me that not only do I have to eat the item, but I have to eat it in a way which the Torah defines as Achila. Sometimes I can ingest something, but halachically that's not considered Achila. That's not what we call a Maisa Achila. L'moshel, if a person melts something down and eats it very hot, burns his throat, or let's say he swallows something raw, or let's say he mixes bitter things into the item, those are all examples of what the poskim, what the Gemara calls shalok hederech achila. It's not the normal way to eat. People normally eat without burning their mouth out, without it being ill-tasting. So if the Torah mentions achila, what that means is not only do you have to ingest it in order to violate the yitzah, but it has to be kederech achila. If you eat it shalok kederech achila, you will not violate the law, you will not get malchus. Says the Gemara Pesachim, it quotes one daya, that because the Torah doesn't say lashon achila by basar b'chalav and by kilei hakerem, that's a certain kind of kilayim, that's not all kilayim. Kilei zeroim means that you're putting two different types of zera together, chita and saora, barley and wheat. But kilei hakerem means that you're putting the barley and the wheat together with kerem, together with the vine. So the Torah doesn't mention the Lashon Achila neither by Kilei HaKerem nor by Basar B'Chalav. By Kilei HaKerem it's used a Lashon Hekdish, Pentukdash Hamaleya Asher Tizra, and by Basar B'Chalav it uses a Lashon Bishul, Losivashu Gadi B'Chalavino. Zokta Gemara in Psachim, the fact that the Torah doesn't use a Lashon Achila neither by Kilei HaKerem nor by Basar B'Chalav, that tells me something about the Isra Achila. That even though both of these items are Asur B'Achila, but you'll be Chayiv, you'll get Malkis for them, even if you eat them Shalok Hederech Achila. Where the Torah mentions a Lashon Achila, then you have to eat a Kederech Achila to get Malkus. But in these two cases, since the Torah does not mention the Lashon Achila, that teaches me something. It expands the Isser. It teaches me something about this Isser. It expands it to even a case of Shalok Kederech Achila. So that could be one reason why the Torah doesn't mention a lashon achila by the Yisra achila v'asim chalav. To teach me this halacha that even shaloka derech achila, one can still be chayiv malchus. That's one answer, certainly a possibility. But it's not a complete answer. Why? Because that answer does explain why the Torah doesn't use a lashon achila. But what does it not explain? Herschel.
Why use Tim Hashem?
Exactly. Why the Torah doesn't say achila, fine. Maybe it should say pentuk dash, just like by Kilayim. Why does it use a lashon bishul? There are two things that you have to answer, two questions that you have to answer. Why it doesn't use achila? Why does it use bishul? So why it doesn't use achila, that I can understand. Okay? To teach me that even shelo kederech achila is chayiv and vasa b'cholav, the Torah can't use a lashon achila. But why does it use a lashon of bishul? Could think of other ways to teach me that vasa b'cholav is vasa b'achila. So who discusses that issue? That's the Tur. The Tur quotes from the Rashba. The Rashba has his sefer Toras Habayis. The Toras Habayis is a magnum opus of the Rashba on all of Yerideya. The Sevaheter and Nida, so many different men. A beautiful, beautiful sefer. He doesn't need my haskama, but it's quite a work. So the Tur doesn't tell you he's quoting from the Rashba, but the Beis Yosef, who gives you all the background of the Torah, he says that's what the Rashba writes. The Rashba in the Torah Sabayis echoes the sentiment of the Torah. What does the Torah say? Holtzi isra achila v'loshem bishul lo mashenu osu min atarei l'derech bishul. Boom. The Torah, quoting from the Rashba, says, you know why the Torah uses a loshen of bishul? To teach me something special about this lav. Not that shelo kederech achila yechayiv. Yeah, okay, I know that. For the fact that the Torah didn't use loshen achila, I know that. But why did it use bishul? To tell me that what? Minatora, you only violate the Isser Achila of Basa B'chalo and the Isser Bishol, mind you, if it's Derech Bishol. What do I mean by Derech Bishol? You only violate the Isser Achila of Basa B'chalo if Derech Bishol. Derech Bishol Osra Torah. That's the Loshen of the Gemara. The Gemara Daf Kuvches Samad Aleph will get to a Mitzvah Shem. Rava says in the Gemara Daf Kuvches, Derech Bishol Osra Torah. Torah asked Basa B'chalo only Derech Bishol. What does that mean, Derech Bishol? So maybe you'll say, only if you cook them. Let's say if you roast basa b'chalav in a barbecue, or you fry them, maybe you shouldn't be chayiv in a Torah for that. It's a machlokes in the poskim, it's not so clear. There are many who say that even for tzli, even for tigun, even roasting or frying, there is an iser bishul in a Torah. Derech bishul, the Mepharshim explained, Derech Bishul fundamentally refers to Nesinas Tam. There has to be an absorption of taste in the Chola from the Basar and the Basar from the Chola. That's Basar B'Chola. Derech Bishul Asu Torah means the Torah only prohibited Basar B'Chola Ba'achila if there's a Nesinas Tam, if there's an absorption in the Chola from the Basar, there's an absorption in the Basar from the Chola. That completes the picture. That's one way to complete the picture. That the reason why the Torah doesn't say achila is to teach me that even shaloka derech achila is osur and yechayiv, you get malchus for that. The reason why the Torah uses the lashon bishul is to teach me that derech bishul osur Torah, that yechayiv min haTorah for achilas basa b'cholav only derech bishul. What does that mean? So some discuss maybe dafka bishul creates a basa b'cholav doraisa, but that's not clear. What is clear is that only through nesinas tam will a basa b'cholav doraisa be created. This is one possible answer to the question. Now we can understand the Tana of the Mishnah. The Tana of the Mishnah uses the Lashon of Bishul, not Achila, because he's following what the Pasuk says. And the Pasuk, we can understand as well. The Torah felt compelled not to use the Lashon Achila to teach me that even Shaloka Derech Achila is also Chayiv. And Bedavka to use the Lashon of Bishul to teach me that you're only Chayiv in a Torah, Bederech Bishul. That's one answer. Yes, John?
Remember you said the Gemara of Sachem teaching us the exact opposite, that even if it's not Derech Bishul.
No, the Gemara Pesachim is telling me that even if it's Shaloka Derech Achila, but you still need Nesinas Tam, meaning you would need to cook the Basa B'chalav together, but then let's say Chela is also Basa, fats. So let's say I melt up a piece of Basa, melt up Chela, it's very hot, and it has a Bliya, it has an absorption of Chalav in it, so it's Basa B'chalav. But I eat it Shaloka Darko, so I'd still be Chayiv, because the Torah didn't use a Lashon Achila.
So
it's not Derech Achila. You have the Bishul there. The basa b'chalav have been this bashal together, but I'm not eating a kederach chachila, but I'll still be chayiv by basa b'chalav, because even shelo kederach chachila is chayiv by basa b'chalav. Okay? This is one possible answer. But the truth is, based on this answer, we really don't see an intrinsic comparison between the Isra Achila and the Isra Bishul. All we're doing is we're connecting the Isra Achila, we're defining the Isra Achila in a certain way. Because the Torah uses a Lashon of Bishul, we say that the Isra Achila is defined by Bishul, defined by Derech Bishul, which we claimed meant Nesin Hastam. I think we can go one step further. I think I can show you from some Mefarshim that maybe the connection between Achila and Bishul is even more significant. There's an even stronger linkage. It's not simply that the Torah is linking the Isra Achila to Derech Bishul, to the concept of Bishul. Maybe the two Isurim themselves are linked. Maybe the Isra Achila and the Isra Bishul are linked as well. Maybe if one doesn't apply, the other one won't apply. That's a real linkage. That's not just saying that the Isra Achila is a function of Derech Bishul, a function of the concept of Bishul. No, maybe the Isra Achila is a function of the Isra Bishul. Or maybe the Isra Bishul is a function of the Isra Achila. And if one of them doesn't apply for some reason, maybe the other one might not apply either. That would also answer this question. Why does the Torah use a Lashon of Bishul and not a Lashon Achila? Maybe because there's a very strong link between Bishul and Achila, and the only way to teach me of that link is to use this Lashon of Bishul, this language of Bishul, to define the Isra Achila. What do I mean? What do I mean by a linkage between the Isra Achila and the Isra Bishul? Well, of course, any linkage between the Isra Achila and the Isra Bishul can come in two forms. Which two forms? Either to say that the primary Isra is Isra Bishul, and Achila is dependent on Bishul, or to say the primary Isra is Achila, and the Bishul is dependent on the Achila. Those are the two ways of looking at it, right? If we're going to say that the Isra Achila and the Isra Bishul are somehow linked, we could link them in one of two ways. You could say that neither one is primary, they're completely equal. But it's much more mistaken to say, well, one is primary and the other one is linked to it. So you could understand that linkage in one of two ways. Either the primary Isra is the Isra Bishul, and the Achila, the Isra Achila, is Tafel, it's secondary to the Isra Bishul. It's linked to the Isra Bishul. Well, no, maybe the primary Isra is the Isra Achila. The Isra Bishul is linked to the Isra Achila. What do you think is the case here? Do you think the primary Isra of Basu B'chalav is Isra Bishul or Isra Achila? What do you think? And give me a right. Give me a clue. Yes. Stephen. Janinski. Janikowski. Okay, I got the Stephen Jen. Go on.
I'm going to say
Bishul. Bishul, why? Good! The tyrant. Torah used the Lashon of Bishul, so why would I not think that the Bishul is the primary Yisra? That's where I would have gone to stage one. In the thought process, that's where I would have gone. What's the other option? The other option is that Achila is primary, but why would I think Achila is primary? Where should I get that from? The truth is, if you look at the Targum Unkelus on that Pasuk, on the three Pesukim, Losev Ashel V'diba Chalevi Mo, the Targum says the same thing in three places. You know what he says? Lo Seichlun Basar b'chalav, etc., whatever the other one. Lo seichlun, lo seichlun, lo seichlun. What's the Targum saying? Lo sevasha, lo seichlun? Targum is saying, apparently, I know that the Torah uses a Lashon Bishul. But don't be fooled, he's saying. What's the Isser? What's the real Isser here? What's the real Isser, Mo? The real Isser is the Isser Achila. That's how Chazal understood this pasuk. Even though the Torah uses the Lashon Bishul, the real Isra is the Isra Achila. Why did it use Bishul? We'll talk about that. Bishul might be linked to Achila, the Targum might claim. The Targum's Lo Seichlun seems to indicate that the Isra Achila is really the primary Isra. Bishul might be linked to Achila, but the Isra Achila is really the primary Isra. Perhaps. All this relates to a very famous Kesef Mishnah. I want to learn a Kesef Mishnah with you, and I want to show you how the Kesef Mishnah understood the nature of the Isra Achila of Basu B'chalav. The Rambam, in describing the Isra Achila and the Isra Bishul, Perek Tes, the Hilchos Macholos, Asuros, the first Perek that talks about Basu B'chalav, the Rambam immediately was sensitive to this fact, that the Torah only mentions the Isra Bishul and not the Isra Achila. Ram is trying to figure out, how can you get Malkus for Achila if the Torah doesn't mention it? Till now we've discussed how we understand why the Torah doesn't mention Achila. Shelo Kedarko is us. We understand why the Torah mentions Bishul, Derech Bishul Asur Torah. Maybe even the Torah mentions Bishul to link it to the Yisra Achila. We have concepts that we're working with, that we're developing here. But the Rambam goes back to square one. The Rambam is trying to figure out, why is it that you can get Malkus for the Yisra Achila of Asur B'Cholav, even if the Torah doesn't mention it? The Rambam says, you know why you can get Malkus? Because look, the Torah already mentioned the Yisra Bishul, so why does it have to mention the Yisra Achila? Lo shasak hakosav milaser ha'achila, ela mimnesha osa ha'bishul. Klomer afilu bishulo osa. Ve'en sarach lomer achilasa. The Rambam writes that achila is somehow included within bishul. Once the Torah talks about bishul, it doesn't have to talk about achila. So you can get malchus for the achila because it's learned out of bishul, so to speak. You don't have to mention achila, it's learned out of bishul. And you can get an onesh for achilas basa b'chalav as well, claims the Rambam. Because look, if the Torah asks Bishul, then certainly achila. Ain't sarach lomar achila, so is asr as well. That's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam echoes a similar sentiment in Hilchas Tumas Meis, of all places. There he's talking about Hilchas Tumas, Tumas Masa, Tumas Maga. So in comparing Tumas Nevela with Tumas Meis, Tumas Nevela, a dead sheretz. There's Maga. And there's Masa. Touching. Carrying. If you carry the Nevela and you become Tame, and then you come into the Beis HaMikdash, or you eat Kachim, you chayiv, you get Malkus for that. How about Tumas Meis? Maga? That's in the Pasuk. How about Tumas Masa by Tumas Meis? Not mentioned in the Pasuk. Is there Tumas Masa by Tumas Meis? The Rambam says, of course. You know why? Well, if there's Tumas Masa by Nevela, and Nevela is a much more lenient type of Tumah, then certainly by Meis there has to be a Tumas Masa. That's what the Rambam says. And he compares to Basa B'Cholav. He says the same thing when it comes to Bishul and Achila Basa B'Cholav. Torah doesn't say anything about Achila, and yet we can give you an Onesh for Achila. How? Well, because you don't have to mention Achila. It's obvious. If Bishul Basa B'Cholav is Asur, and you can get Malkus for Bishul, and you can get Malkus for Achila Basa B'Cholav too. Same idea. You never thought that Basa B'Cholav and Tuma would come together. But yes, it does. Kol HaTorah Kula Miksha Achasim. Right? The Rambam says it's the same principle. If I can derive Tumas Masa by Tumas Meis from Tumas Masa of Nevela, because Nevela is Kal, and Meis is Chomor, Meis needs Hazav the Paraduma. Person's tummy for 7 days. By Nevela, you're not tummy for 7 days. You go to the mikveh at night. You're tar. So Meis is much more chomer. So certainly there should be Tumas Masa there. And I can get Malkus if I go into the Beis HaMikdash or if I eat the... If I'm a tummy kachim and I eat the kachim that now became tummy. The Rambam says the same is true about Basa B'Cholav. Torah only mentions Bishul Basa B'Cholav, but I know from Bishul Basa B'Cholav that Achilas Basa B'Cholav is also Osir, and I can get Malkus for that too? Ad Kan Dvarav. Ask the Kesef Mishnah a blockbuster question. Kesef Mishnah says, Rambam, it sounds like what you're saying is very logical, but there's just one problem. There's an age-old principle, it's called Ein Onshin Min Adin. You can't get an Onesh based on a Kal V'Chomer. There has to be an explicit Pasuk. So... You can have a Kal V'Chomer von Heinz bis morgen, Eddie. It's not going to help you. Ein Onshin Min Adin. How can you get an Onesh based on a Kal V'Chomer? So let's just leave out Tumah for a moment. Let's not talk about Tumah. Let's talk about Basa V'Chomer. That's what we're engaged in here. What's the Rambam going to say? Ein Onshin Min Adin. How can the Rambam say that you get Malkus for Achila? Because it's so obvious. If the Torah asks Bishul, obviously Achila must be Osir. Achila is Osir. Obviously, you have to get Malkus for the Achila too. Ein Onshin Min Adin. That's the Kesef Mishnah's cash. Does everyone get the cash? Does someone not get the cash? Question. The Kesef Mishnah has two answers to this question. The Kesef Mishnah says you misunderstood what the Rambam is saying. You must suggest one of two possibilities to try to explain this particular matter. Both possibilities assume that the reason why you get Malkus for Achila of Basa B'Cholav is not due to a Kal V'Chomer. Nah, that's not what the Rambam meant. Again, the Kesef Mishnah explains Tumah before he gets to this part of basar b'chalav. We're not going to get involved in that because it doesn't relate to us directly. It's an interesting idea. Another idea that the Gezer Mishnah mentions to explain the Isser of Bas Habas, the Isser of Bas, learned out of Bas Habas, and the concept of Tuma, nothing happened. But to try to explain Basar b'chalav, the Gezer Mishnah offers two different answers. Both of them assume that it's not a kal v'chomer. There's some other reason why you get malchus for the achila basar b'chalav.
So what is the reason? What is the reason, Rabbi said?
Zok the Kesef Mishnah. First of all, we can suggest that maybe the reason why you get malchus for achila basar b'chalav is not based on the pasuk lo sevashal gadi b'chalavim.
No.
Don't we learn achila from lo sevashal gadi b'chalavim? Says the Kesef Mishnah, maybe the reason why you get malchus for achila basar b'chalav is for a different pasuk. What's the other pasuk? Sochal kol toleva. The pasuk says you're not allowed to eat any toleva. Kol shetiyavti lecha harehu b'val tochal. Lo sochal kol toleva. Kol shetiyavti lecha harehu b'val tochal. Any toleva is asa to eat. You can get malchus, lo sochal. It's a lav. You can get malchus for that. So why do I need lo sevashal gadi b'chalavim? Why do I need also the extra lo sevashal gadi b'chalavim mo to teach me the Isser Achila? It's very simple. I need lo sevashal gadi b'chalavim mo to tell me that basar b'chalav is a toleva. I need lo sevashal gadi b'chalavim mo, zok the Kesef Mishnah, as a gilui milsa b'alma, just to reveal that basar b'chalav is a toleva. Once it's a toleva, lo sochal kol toleva tells me that I can get malchus for that Achila. That's what the Rambam meant. The Rambam didn't mean it's a kal v'chomer. Oh, if Bishol basar b'chalav is also a kal v'chomer, achila basar b'chalav, because achila is worse. You have more of a connection to that basar b'chalav. Nah, that's not what he meant. He meant if Bishol is also, then what? Then what? It's a toeva. And if it's a toeva, once you have the giloy that it's a toeva, lo sochal kol toeva tells me that you can get malchus for the achila as well. That's the first answer the Kesef Mishnah gives. Yes.
If you have near, have to be derech achila, then that you hear
it. It would not have to be derech achila. It would have to be derech achila. Second, well, sofa kol toeva would have to be derech achila. If you learn basar b'chalav, no, because it could be that if the Torah teaches me the chiyuv malchus by the isra achila basar b'chalav from a sofa kol toeva, not from a special pasuk by basar b'chalav, maybe the very fact that the Torah doesn't mention achila explicitly by basar b'chalav is enough to say that shelo kederech achila will still be chayav. Okay, it's still not special to basar b'chalav. Yes.
We just say like Rashi about that. They're just interchangeable words. But it's not necessarily we're carrying over a principle of unshim and adin, one and the same thing.
But the fact that the Kesef Mishnah mentions yesh b'chalav masayim mona by tuma and by bas habas, and I don't know if achil and bishul basar b'chalav you'd say is yesh b'chalav masayim mona. They're very different. Bishul is bishul, achila is achila. In fact, before you even showed up to Shia, you probably thought basar b'chalav has three isurim associated with it: bishul, achila, hana. Never the twain shall meet. So now we're trying to create some kind of a connection, some kind of a linkage between achila and bishul. But you would have never thought that. Why? Because you really wouldn't have put the two of them together. So to say yesh b'chalav masayim mona, or one is included within the other. Why is it included? They're very different things.
They're still distinct. Some.
Exactly. The Rashba says they're distinct, but they're connected in only one way, and that is that derech bishul, the word bishul, defines the achila. Bishul defines the achila. I'm going further. What we're trying to develop now is there more than just a definitional connection that bishul will define achila? Is there more of an actual linkage between each isser? That if this isser applies, the other isser applies. And if it doesn't apply, then the other one, because they're mamish linked in the isserim themselves. That's the first answer that the Kesef Mishnah gives. It's not a kal v'chomer. Lo socha kol toeva tells me that basar b'chalav is asa b'achila, but I need to know that basar b'chalav is a toeva. That's why I have lo sevashal gadi b'chalav imo. If you can't be mevashal basar b'chalav, obviously it's a toeva. It's a terrible thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to cook it. If you can't be mevashal, it must be toeva. So there's an issa lav to do the achila either, as well. The Kesef Mishnah adds another one. What's the second answer of the Kesef Mishnah? Anyone? I want to volunteer. Anyone?
No. The whole Isser Bishul is just to prevent you from eating.
Exactly. The Isser Bishul is a siog la'achila. Kedesh lo yavo la'ochlo. The Kesef Mishnah says, what did the Rambam mean when he said, I don't need the Torah to tell me that it's usur to do achila. It's usur to eat basa b'cholav. I already have an issur bishul. So what? Bishul l'chud, achila l'chud. No. The Rambam meant that the fact that the Torah only mentions an issur bishul and not an issur achila, that indicates something about the issur achila. Why should bishul basa b'cholav be usur? Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to cook basa b'cholav. Who cares? Obviously, he doesn't want us to eat it. He doesn't even want us to cook it so that we won't come to eat it. That's what the Rambam meant. The fact that the Torah asks us even bishul of basa b'cholav, even though I would never have thought of such an idea, that obviously indicates something. Why does the Torah not want us to cook that basa b'cholav? Probably because Hashem doesn't want us to eat the basa b'cholav, and he's afraid that if we cook it, we might come to eat it. So the Torah introduced a very strange concept. A siyog d'oraisa. Normally when we talk about siyogim, when we talk about gezeros, they're all midrabbanan. This is one of those strange cases where Rishonim, Achronim, Kesef Mishnah point out that sometimes Yisurim d'oraisa can also be gezeros. L'mashal, some point out that the Isser Yichud with an erva is a d'oraisa. Lo sikravu Legalos erva, and as the pasuk indicates, the Rambam explains the issur yichud is a gzera atubia. Bia with an erva is an issur deraisa. The issur yichud is an issur deraisa because the Torah was afraid that if there might be yichud, if they're secluded alone, if the erva is secluded with the man, they might go too far. Might go too far, but that's a gzera. That's a deraisa. What's going on? No, Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Sefer Lekach Tov lists a number of these siyagim deraisa. Sometimes we find the Torah prohibits something because it's afraid that one thing will lead to another. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Tumas Meis explains that Bishul Basa B'cholav is a Siyog D'Oraisa to Achila. So according to this Kesef Mishnah, what's the linkage between the Issur Achila and the Issur Bishul? What's the linkage? Which one's primary, which one's secondary? What do you think? Which one's primary? Achila. The Targum, the Seichle. The Achil is the primary Isser. Bishul, the Kesef Mishnah, understands Bishul is Usser only so that you won't come to Achila. You hear that Kesef Mishnah? The Isser Achila of Bas B'Cholav is the primary Isser, but the Bishul is also Usser so that you won't come to violate the Isser Achila. Yes, yeah.
Isn't that what the Gemara says straight up on Kuf
Ches? We get to that. Kuf Ches or Kuf Yagim?
Kuf Ches and Reis.
We're going to get to that. Okay. It doesn't say straight out, but we'll see. Yes?
According to the second answer, wouldn't the Isra of Anah be even more of a, like, a prevention of, instead of official? Like, the Torah should say Anah, then points to the second answer.
I guess the point is normally when you have Basa B'Cholav is normally a food. So the normal way that people derive benefit from Basa B'Cholav is through eating. Sure, you could get Hanah. I mean, you're not allowed to get Hanah, but the Hanah is a possibility. But I think the linkage between Bishul and Achila is more significant because I think Achila is the more natural way that a person is going to derive benefits from Basa B'Cholav. Yes, Sam Gelnick.
Isn't the
cooking
become the
Isser
and the Lahalos
al Shochan? That's an Isser Drabon. That's too far. So what you've just pointed out is that Basa B'Cholav has gzeros, according to the Kesef Mishnah, has gzeros d'oraisa and gzeros d'rabbanan. Lots of fences here, right? Some things the Torah says you can't do, and some things the Chachamim added on beyond the Torah, like they often do when they're really afraid that people are going to violate Yisrael. Okay, different levels. One is a siyog d'oraisa, one is a siyog d'rabbanan. Danny.
Yeah, my understanding of Einon Shimayadin is that without a Xeris HaKatuv, if it's just human logic, we can't, that's not strong enough to have an Onesh.
Right.
So according to this, we're saying, the Patek said Lo Tavashel, we're saying it doesn't make sense that there would be an Ezer Bishul other than a fence for Achila.
So the reason why you get Malkus for Achila, according to that Kesef Mishnah, is the Pasuk Lo Tavashel Kodim Achleitim, the second Pasuk. Aye, but it says Bishul, it doesn't say Achila? No, the reason why it said Bishul is to teach you that Bishul is a siyag la'achila. Bishul is a siyag l'achil. That's all I meant to teach you. So from the pasuk losuvasho gadir b'chalev imo, that's the pasuk that talks about achila. And from that pasuk, you're going to get malchus. Okay. This yisod of the Kesef Mishnah can help explain a number of things. One is what was mentioned before. I don't think it's explicitly mentioned in the Gemara Daf Kuf Ches, but implicitly from the Rishonim, it certainly comes out. And that is, how much do you have to cook the basa b'chalev to be over the Issur Bishul? Pretty simple question. If we understand the relationship between the Issur Achila and the Issur Bishul, maybe that will impact certain halachos relating to Bishul. That's the classical construct we have. There's a principle that we're developing. It could be a relationship between Achila and Bishul. So understanding what that relationship is might give us a better appreciation for the details, the halachos that apply to the Issur Achila, the halachos that apply to the Issur Bishul. So what's the shiur when it comes to Bishul of Basar B'Chalav? The Gemara in Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis in Chulin, in the middle of a whole sugya, complicated sugya about taking half a zayas of Chalav with half a zayas of Basar and cooking them together, do you get Malkus for the Achila, for the Bishul? In the middle of that whole Gemara, there's a mention of a Braisa. The Braisa says, Beis the Bishul Amru, what Bishul did the Chachamim say that you're loka on? Yeloka mishum basa b'cholav. B'bishul she'acherim ochlim also machmas b'shuva. What kind of bishul do you need to violate the issue of bishul basa b'cholav to get malchus? A bishul she'acherim ochlim also machmas b'shuva. A bishul that others eat it, machmas b'shuva. They'll eat it because it's cooked enough for them. Others? Which others? The guys outside of this shear? What is acher? Others? So Rashi explains, what does acher mean? Anyone? Obdei kochavim. Non-Jews? A non-Yisra. Meaning regular people. That's all the Braisa means. What normal people will do to prepare a food for eating, if you cook it enough, then normal people will consider it cooked, and they will eat it, they consider it edible. So regarding the Isser, Bishul, Basa B'Cholav, you've completed your Bishul, and your Chayev, you get Malkus. That's Rashi. The Ritva disagrees. The Ritva there... Right, Nistabra. What? What's the shita of the Ritva? How much do you have to cook it? How much? Kamachal ben Derusoi. Nistabra, the called Sarko, Hainu Kamachal ben Derusoi, Shaderach Goyim Lechol Kein. The non-Jews eat a Kamachal ben Derusoi, so that should be enough.
Isn't that just a Kiddush Rashi?
Maybe. I don't think so. Rashi says called Sarko. Kolshin is Vashel called Sarko. Called Sarko and Kamachal ben Derusoi don't always mean the same thing. Shabbos. In fact, Bishul B'Shabbos, exactly, Eddie. Bishul B'Shabbos is a very big difference between Mevushal Kamachal Ben Derusai and Mevushal Kol Tzarko. Who was Ben Derusai? Who is this guy?
A ganav.
Ben Derusai was a ganav. He was a robber. He used to steal. He never had time. He was always running away from the law, and he never had too much time to cook his food because he was always on the run, right? The sheriff was after him. They were always... they were always after him, so he never had time to cook it too much, so he would cook his maichel. How much did he cook it? Kamachal ben Derusai, as much as he would do it. It's named after him. How much is that, by the way? It's machlokas. Hi, this is machlokas Rishonim. I said machlokas in the story, I don't know exactly what that means. But machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, whether Kamachal ben Derusai means a half cooked or a third cooked. Okay, whatever. Certainly not fully cooked. So we find in Kol HaTorah Kula that Bishul is always defined as what? Bishul Kamachal Ben Yosai. That's the minimal type of cooking that you need. To be chayiv a Bishul, to be chayiv min HaTorah for Bishul on Shabbos, you cook something up, Kamachal Ben Yosai, you chayiv min HaTorah. The Ritva says the same holds true when it comes to Bas B'Cholav. Mashna, what's the difference? People normally eat it then. It's called edible. So that should be enough. Most people would not eat it. Only robbers would eat it. But that's called nechal. It's called nechal. It's edible. As long as it's edible, you've done bishul. You've introduced a heat source for this item, made it edible, at least a little bit, at least that Ben Derusai would be willing to eat it. The Ritva claims that's enough to be chayev for the issue of bishul basa b'chalav, because what's the difference between bishul basa b'chalav and bishul of kol tarah kula? Bishul b'shabbos, bishul akum, whatever. Kamachal Ben Derusai always means bishul in kol tarah kula. So that means Bishul over here as well. Derech Goyim Lechol Kein. But it's not Derech Rov Goyim. So what? We never follow Derech Rov Goyim anyway. We follow Machal Ben Drusai by Shabbos and by other things. So why by basar b'chala should it be any different? So the burden of proof is really on Rashi. Because Rashi says that basar b'chala, bishul basar b'chala, is different than bishul on Shabbos. Rashi doesn't argue with the shear of machal ben drusai by Shabbos. There's no Rashi in Shabbos that says that you don't violate the Yisra Derais of Bishul unless it's Mabushul called Sarkov. No Rashi. You show me the Rashi. You won't find it. Don't waste your time. So why by Basar B'chala does Rashi say that in Atari you can't violate the Yisra Bishul, you can't get Malkus unless it's Mabushul called Sarkov? All right.
How does this relate to what you said before
about what?
That you need to see that's concrete.
There are two different elements. Meaning, cooking doesn't mean, even according to those shittas that claim that roasting and tigun could still be a bishul daraisa, what it still means is it has to be fully prepared. Clearly, something is not going to be defined as bishul, even if sli and tigun fall under the rubric of bishul, it won't be called bishul unless it's prepared. The question is, how much does it have to be prepared? But in addition to the preparation, there has to be nesin astam. Now, any kind of the preparations that I mentioned to you before, there will be absorption of taste, whether it's cooking with a liquid medium, sli roasting without a liquid medium, frying with a little bit of oil. There's always nesin astam in any one of those cases. But the question is, do you need dafka bishul? That's the further issue. But the question that we're addressing now is, okay, let's say that you need dafka bishul. But what does bishul mean? Was meint bishul, Eddie? What does bishul mean? Does it mean kamachal ben drusai, or does it mean kol tzarko? That's the question. The Ritva claims Kamacha Ben Drusai, Rashi says Kol Tzarko. Why does Rashi say Kol Tzarko? A new hand. What's your name?
David Halpern.
We didn't meet. Okay. Gotta meet. Yeah?
If we're going to say that Achille is the primary, it makes sense to define Achille based on our role of
Achille. Bullseye. Exactly. Exactly. Based on the Kesef Mishnah, we can understand Rashi. If the primary Isser in Basar B'chala is the Isser Achille, and the Isser Bishul is dependent on that Isser Achila. The Isser Bishul, as the Kesef Mishnah says, is a Siyog la'Achila. It's a Gzeira'atu Achila, to prevent him from getting to the Achila. So then it makes a lot of sense that the Torah is not going to be Gozer on the Bishul unless most people are going to eat it. So what? That a couple of stragglers are going to eat it. A couple of Rabbas are going to eat it. But do I have to prohibit Bishul in that case? Most people are not going to eat it. Rashi perhaps understood, like the Kesef Mishnah, that Bishul is a Siyag L'Achila. So if it's a Siyag L'Achila, then it's dependent on Achila. To know when the Isser Bishul Basar B'chala has taken effect, whether it's been Chal, we have to figure out whether people will eat it. Because if they won't eat it, there's no Isser Bishul. You can't have an Isser Bishul if there's no Achila, if it's not going to lead to Achila, because the whole Bishul is only a Gzeira, Otu Achila. Could be what Rashi holds. Yes. Klein, Barry Klein.
Shouldn't maybe it should be like the opposite way around? I'm making the idea right so that people that are so afraid of the Achila, so shouldn't it be that even if you can keep a tiny bit, then like Machel
Ben Drusai.
Shouldn't that be the answer? I'm saying it would make more sense that way.
But should we formulate an Issa Bishul for Kol Yisrael based on one individual? Based on his... You're right. The Chachamim often are concerned about strange circumstances, like Tkiyah Shofar on Shabbos. Chachamim are afraid that one guy is not going to know how to blow shofar and he'll carry the shofar to go to the Bokya. Right? It's not such a common occurrence, but the Chachamim were afraid. You see the godless of Shabbos, that they were so concerned for Shabbos. Maybe that's true on a level of a Gezerah Rabbanim, but maybe for a Gezerah D'Araisa, we need more of a concern. Like by Yichud. Yichud's a real concern, Atubiyah. They get secluded together. You don't know what's going to happen. We could see that's quite a concern. So I think the same in terms of Bishul Basar B'chala, maybe we have to be concerned with a more prevalent kind of Achila. It's not enough that a couple of people might eat it. We need that rove individuals are going to eat it, and then we'll ask the bishul as well. Then the Torah will ask the bishul. Yes, sir.
Take into account the transfer of tam, then maybe by the case of Yisrael, that is the minimum, because clearly there's some tam transfer.
No question. There's tam transfer even before Machal Ben Yisrael. Once they're cooking together, there's going to be tam transfer.
Yeah,
so tam is an important ingredient here, but that's not really what we're focusing on. We're sort of going to the next step. We're saying, okay, the Rashba already told us that derech bishul asatara. Okay, fine. But is there any closer connection between achila and bishul? That's not a real close connection between the iser achila and the iser bishul. That's a connection between iser achila and bishul, the word bishul. Or as I wanted to say, it's not really a connection between the two. It's that you're defining the iser achila based on the concept of bishul. Now I want to suggest that maybe the linkage is even stronger. Maybe the reason why the Torah says lo sevashal gadi b'chalevi mo is to teach me the nature of the iser bishul. The nature of the iser bishul is a gzeira otu achila. The iserim are linked. So if the iser achila won't apply, then the iser bishul can't apply either. If people are not going to eat it because the shear is not, it's not as cooked as it should be for most people to want to eat it, then there's no iser bishul, because the iser bishul presupposes that someone's going to eat it. The whole purpose of prohibiting bishul is to prevent someone from actually eating it. Another issue that might hinge on this question is, let's say I can give you a case where for some strange reason, even though the item is mevushal kol tzarko, it's completely cooked, but the iser achila of basar b'chalav doesn't kick in. Just won't kick in. For some halachic reason, which I'll tell you in a moment. Will there be an iser bishul basar b'chalav? This item is not subject to the iser achila of basar b'chalav. Can there be an iser bishul of basar b'chalav without an iser achila? Can they live alone? Can they live apart? So we talked about the Rashi in terms of the shear, how much does it have to be cooked? Is the iser bishul dependent on the iser achila? But now I'm going even further. I'm saying, can the iser bishul live alone without an iser achila? There will be no iser achila at all. For some reason, can the iser bishul live without the iser achila? So that's the Gemara, a very famous Gemara on that Kufi Gimel on the base. Yoni?
This is all still based on the assumption that we say that achila would be primary?
Yeah. I'm assuming that achila is primary, but you'll see when we get to the Gemara now, we'll look at the Gemara inside, we'll see that it's actually going to break down. Could be two different approaches in the Gemara. That's why I wanted you to see the whole Gemara. Let's just chart it out, okay, before we get started. No Lashon Achila. Let's go back to the beginning. No Lashon Achila is to teach me Gemara Psachim. Afilu shelo kederech achila loke. Shelo kederech achila loke. Why Lashon Bishul? Why Lashon Bishul? Pick a different Lashon. Tukdash, like by Kilai. Why Lashon Bishul? So one possibility, the Rashba, the tour, to teach me derech Bishul asatara. Nesinas tam. Maybe even only bishul, not tzli and tigur. That's a machlokes. So let's hold that. Okay. But the second suggestion that we're making here is that maybe there's a stronger link. Maybe the Lashon Bishul is teaching me a link between the Iser Achila and the Iser Bishul. The Rashba was saying the Iser Achila is defined by bishul, by the concept of bishul, not by the iser bishul. Derech bishul asatara. It's defined by the concept of bishul. Only if there's nesinas tam, maybe only when there's bishul mamish. But now we're saying something a little different. Maybe there's a linkage between the iserim. We pointed out the Keset Mishnah, and maybe even the Targum, that bishul is a siyog la'achila. Right? Nafkamina one being, what? Shir bishul. What does Rashi say? called Sarko. Dilo Kiritva. Rashi might hold like the Kesef Mishnah that Bishul is a Siyag L'Achila, so therefore if most people will not eat it, there's no Issa Bishul. Because the whole Issa Bishul is a Siyag to prevent Achila. Even though a couple of people might eat it, that doesn't really matter. As long as most people won't eat it, it's not an issue. This is the Shadat Torah. Okay? We understand why the Torah doesn't use a Lashon Achila. We tried to figure out why does it Dafka, why Dafka Lashon Bishul? Either to teach me that Dafka Derech Bishul it's Aser, you need Nesinas Tam, of Cholov to Basa, there has to be a transfer of taste. Maybe only Bishul Mamish, not Sli and Tigla, not frying and not roasting, but not so clear. The second possibility is maybe there's a linkage between the Yisra Achila and the Yisra Bishul. The Torah used the Lashon Bishul to teach me that maybe the Yisra Achila is defined by Bishul, maybe Bishul is defined by the Yisra Achila. So we first showed the Kesef Mishnah and the Targum, who said that Bishul is defined by Achila. Achila is the primary. Achila is the primary Isser. And Bishul is the secondary Isser, but to Achila. And that might explain the Shir Bishul. Second Aftamina, second issue that might hinge on this question. Let's say the Isser Achila doesn't take effect. Can there be an Isser Bishul without an Isser Achila? The Gemara Kufi Gimel Amud Beis talks about the following scenario. Let's say a person takes a piece of chalef, or a piece of nevela, a piece of meat, it's basar all right, but it's also b'achila already. That's the trick. Let's say the person takes a piece of meat that's asur b'achila before you get involved in basar b'chalef. What's the din? So the Gemara quotes the Machlokes Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Machlokes Amoroyim, as to whether you're loke, if you're mavashal it b'cholav. Ha-mavashal chaylev b'cholav. The same would be true if you're mavashal nevelev b'cholav. One says you're loke, and one says you're not loke. On what? What are you loke on? Well, that's part of the issue. It's part of what the Gemara says. Are we talking about the bishul? The achila? What malchus are we talking about? So let's all turn to this Gemara. I want to see it inside. I know some of you probably did not see it. I want to see it together. I want to show you how the lumdus that we develop, this is not like brisket lumdus, you know, off the top of our heads. It's all licked in the vertus and the sugya. It's all lying in the words of the Gemara. The Gemara has this lumdus. The Amoroyim were the precursors to brisk. It's all here. I mean, well, I don't know if they would have looked at it like that, but... So Itma, the Gemara says that five lines from the bottom. Hamvasha chayla b'cholav, Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi, chadam aloka v'chadam ar enoloka. Malchus, for what? So lema b'hakam ifugi. The man damer loka kasaver isachal alisser. The man damer ain't loka kasaver ain't isachal alisser. Ah, isachal alisser. So isachal alisser. Obviously, he's talking about achila, because chaylev is not also bebishul. So the first understanding of the Gemara is that what? That the machlokas amarayim is: will you violate the iser achilas basa b'chalav if you have chaylev now mixed with chalav or nevela mixed with chalav? One man the Amar holds that ain't a chal al iser. One iser can't be chal on another iser. What does that mean? The same iser, an iser of the same shame, the same type. You can have an iser bishul chal on an iser achila, but iser achila A will not be chal on iser achila B. So if chaylev is also achila midin chaylev, it can't be also achila midin basa b'chalav as well. And the other one says, I agree with you completely that, you know, it shouldn't make any sense. Okay, let's put it this way. The other one says you got it all wrong. Isser chal isser. They might be the same isser, but one isser achila can be chal on another isser achila. So you can be loka not only for the isser chaylev, but for the isser basa b'chalav as well. That's the first pshat in the Gemara. Of course, it's a very difficult pshat in the Gemara. Why? Because we paskin that ain't isser chal isser. So we wouldn't want to explain that one of the Amoroyim, you know, didn't paskin correctly. So the Gemara suggests another option. Option number two. Says the Gemara low. The Kulei Alma ain't a sechal alisa. Maybe everyone holds that ain't a sechal alisa. So if that's the case, which shita makes more sense? You're not loka. Ain't a sechal alisa. So how can we understand the shita that says that you are loka? You're loka on what? How can we understand the shita that says that you are loka? Says the Gemara, A'achila de Kulei Alma lo pligi de lo loki. What does loka mean? We're not talking about achila. Everyone holds that ein es achala liser. Everyone says you're not going to be looking for the achila. It can't be chal. The iser chalev already was chal on chalev. So bas b'chal can't be chal on chalev. So what are they arguing about? Bishol. The machlokas is if you're mavashal, listen up now. If you're mavashal chalev b'cholav, you're mavashal a piece of meat that's osur v'achila with cholav, you won't get an iser, you won't be loka on achilas bas b'cholav, you'll be loka on chalev. It's chalev. Chalev is chalev is chalev. But the iser achila bas b'cholav won't be chal because ein is achal al iser. The question is, are you loka on the bishol? You hear it coming, right? No achilas bas b'cholav, no iser achilas bas b'cholav. But the question is, can you be loka on the bishol? What's pshat? What's the machlokas? The Gemara. My da'amar loka chad iserahu. One man da'amar says you get malchus because chad iserahu. Let's get back to that phrase in a moment, okay? Umanda Omar ain't a loka. Why does the Manda Omar say that you're not going to be loka on the bishul either? Not only on the achila, but not on the bishul either. Lahochi afka rachmona la achila beloshen bishul. Kaven the al achila lo loki, a bishul nami lo loki. It's a brisk gemara. The Torah used the loshen of bishul to define the yisra achila to teach me that if you don't get malchus on the achila, you don't get malchus on the bishul. That's what the Gemara suggests. The Mandam who says you don't get malchus for the bishul holds that there's a linkage between achila and bishul. No malchus on achila, no bishul. No tiki, no wash. If there's no achila, it's already oscar. Ain is achala lisa. So there can't be an isa bishul either. So what's the other mandamar hold? Chad isurahu. What does chad isurahu mean? Very tricky phrase. Sounds like it's saying it's one iser, but it means exactly the opposite. Look at the mafarshim. Chad isurahu means iser bifnei atzmohu. It's one iser. Bishul is one iser. It's a separate iser. So one mandamar says, bishul and achila, never the twain shall meet. So what that you can't get malchus for achila? What does that have to do with bishul? Bishul is bishul. Achila is achila. So you can't get one, you can get the other. The Mandama says, no, you misunderstood the whole point. If you can't get malchus for achila, you can't get malchus for bishul. Why should I say that? Because the Torah was afke achila v'lashon bishul. So that teaches you something about the nature of the issa bishul. Says the Chasam Sofer in his Chidushim Techulin, this day in the Gemara is understanding that the man, the Omar, who claims that you're not going to be loka on the bishul, follows the Kesef Mishnah. The Chasam Sofer invokes the Kesef Mishnah to explain this day. He says it's Mefurish in the Gemara. It's not me, it's the Gemara. It's not even a Kesef Mishnah. It's doch a Gemara. The Gemara says, L'hochi afke rachmona l'achila v'lashon bishul, kevan di al achila l'olaki abishul nami. If there's no achila, there's no bishul. Why should one have to do with the other? But if we understand that bishul is a gezeira otu achilas basa b'chalav, if the isra achilas basa b'chalav is not going to take effect, where's there room for bishul? No achila, no bishul. If it's not a shear that's roi l'achila for most people, no bishul. If because of a halachic reason ein is achal al iser, there won't be any isra achila, no bishul. Because according to the Kesef Mishnah, and this position comes out, this is not just the Kesef Mishnah, it's not just Rishonim, it's Amoroim. One day in the Amoroim holds that if the Yisra Achila can't be Chal, the Yisra Bishul won't be able to be Chal either. Now just parenthetically, let's read the next line of the Gemara. The next day, Kuf Yudalad Amar Aleph says, you know what? The Ika the Yamri, Abishul Kuleyama Lo Pligi De Lucky. The exact reverse. Maybe everyone agrees that Abishul, definitely you will get Malchus. It's an independent this, so you definitely get malchus. Ki pligi achila. The machlokas is about achila. How? So mandam reina loke deha einis achal aliser. That's easy. Mandam who says eino loke says because einis achal aliser, you can't get malchus for the achila. Umanda amar loke. Bishul, you're definitely gonna get malchus for. And we know that einis achal aliser. So you shouldn't get malchus for the achila. Why does the man d'amar say you get malchus for the achila say so? L'hochi afka rachmona l'achila b'loshon bishul, the kevan the abishul loki, a'achila nami loki. Did you hear that? This daya is assuming that there's a connection between achil and bishul in the exact reverse direction. That's what we started with before. And it's a big chiddush. Most would never pass in that way. But some even suggest, you see from the Gemara, that some want to suggest, you know what the primary yisr is? Bishul. So if you get malchus for bishul, even if ainis a chalal yisr, you can get malchus for the achila too. Because the achila comes along for the ride. Bishul is the primary and achila is the secondary. That's the other day. Let's leave that aside. Let's go back to the beginning. The beginning of the Gemara says that this shayla, as to whether someone was mevashal chalav v'chalav, gets malchus for the isser bishul of basul v'chalav, is a function of whether there's a connection between the isser achila and the isser bishul. Einis achala lisa tells me that the isser achila definitely won't be chal. The question is, even if there's no isser achila, maybe there still is an isser bishul. Who says the two have to be connected? But one man de Omar says they're very much connected. The reason why the Torah uses a lashon bishul is to tell me that if there's no achila, there's no bishul. Which, according to the Chasam Sofer, means what that line of the Gemara is saying is bishul is only aser as a siyag la'achila. It's only aser because of a gzera you might come to achila. So if there is no iser achila, if halachically the Torah prevents the iser achila from being chal because it's already aser b'achila, it's chaylev, it's aser b'achila, b'aser b'chala, there's no ein iser achala l'iser. If you can't have another iser achila on the first iser achila, so that day it holds, then you can't have iser bishul. Because Issa Bishul is being pulled by the Issa Achila. It's controlled by the Issa Achila. It's a robot. It's being controlled by the Issa Achila. There's no Issa Achila. The Issa Bishul is not going to be given. Okay, so these are the two issues that might relate to this question. Because if Mishnah, the Targum both seem to assume that Achila, Achila's Basa B'chol is the primary Issa, Bishul is only a Siogla Achila, and the two issues that might hinge on this question are, first of all, let's say you don't have enough of a sheer bishul that most people would eat it. Can you still have an isser bishul basar b'chala? And secondly, let's say halachically the isser achila won't take effect. Can the isser bishul still take effect? One final question. Now that we understand the connection between achila and bishul in basar b'chala, I want you to tell me which is the right pshat of the Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam. Because the Mishnah is the kash on the Rambam, right? Ain on Shemin Adin. So how can the Rambam say that you get Malchus for Achila because of a Kalvachomer? So he says, no, it's not a Kalvachomer. Two pshat. He says either that Losochal Kol Toeva is the real Mokar for the Malchus by Achila. Losavashal Vidi Bachal, you know, is just Megalit reveals to me what's a Toeva. One answer. The other answer is no. What the Rambam meant to say is that the Issa Bishal Basa Bachalav is the primary Issa. And it's a siyoga to the iser achila as basa b'chalav is the primary iser, and bishul is only a siyog l'achila. So bishul is aser. Of course, the primary is aser. We understand that the Torah only prohibited bishul so that you won't eat it. Two pshatim in the Rambam. What's the right pshat in the Rambam, Rabosa? The Kesef Mishnah offers two options. I want a proof as to what the Rambam holds about this issue. What's the right pshat in the Rambam? Let me help you. The right pshat in the Rambam will indicate whether the second pshat of the Kesef Mishnah is right or not. The Kesef Mishnah, the second pshat, linked bishul basar b'chalav with achilas basar b'chalav. The Kesef Mishnah assumes that if there's no iser achilas basar b'chalav, there can be no bishul basar b'chalav. What does the Rambam hold about that issue? What does the Rambam hold about the connection between bishul and achilas basar b'chalav? What does he hold? You ready, Shmuel? I hope so. Go ahead.
Separate mitzvahs. He makes two separate mitzvahs.
Exactly. That's only one proof, but that's a great proof. The Rambam counts the Isser Bishul and the Isser Achila as two mitzvahs. If they're connected, maybe they should have been counted in the same mitzvah. Why did he count them separately? Sounds like they're two separate mitzvahs. Two separate Isurim. That's one proof. But there's another proof that the Rambam holds, that Bishul and Achila, Bas B'chalav, are two separate Isurim. What's the other proof? What does the Rambam hold? What is the Rambam paskin about the Vashel, Chela, Bechola, the Vashel, the Vela, Bechola? What is he paskin? Anyone? Did you get that far? I'm not sure if you got that far in the Rambam comes. I might be racing a little too much. I'm too excited. What is the Rambam paskin? Why don't you give a guess based on what we've said? What do you think the Rambam paskins? Someone who's mevashel chaylev b'chalav. Nevela b'chalav. It's also b'achila, right? Chaylev is also already b'achila. Nevela is also b'achila. What does the Rambam hold? You're not going to get malchus for the achila, ainus achala lisser. What does the Rambam hold about bishul basa b'chalav in that case? Will you get malchus for mevashel nevela b'chalav, chaylev b'chalav for bishul?
Yes.
Yes, exactly. So what does that indicate about the Rambam? Clearly the Rambam holds that they're two isurim, not like the Kesedosh. Okay? So the Rambam obviously will have to really answer like the first part of the Kesef Mishnah. He can hide behind the first part of the Kesef Mishnah. I just want to point that people have a tendency of saying, oh, the Kesef Mishnah understands. The Rambam is saying that Bishul is a siyog l'achila. What's the signum, some people say? It's a tos. I think it's a tos gomer. Because from the Rambam, both the Sefer HaMitzvahs that Shmuel K. quoted, the Sefer HaMitzvah seems to indicate the Rambam holds there are two different lavim. And the psak of the Rambam, as Yoni F. said, the psak of the Rambam, that mevashel chaylev b'cholav, nevela b'cholav, you can be loka on the bishul even though there is no malchus on the achila, that also indicates it's a different thing. Pile playing on the Kesef Mishnah. I think the Kesef Mishnah was just suggesting two options according to what the Rambam is saying. He's not saying the Rambam has to hold this way. Two answers to that kasha, but he's not necessarily explaining the Rambam. It seems hard to believe that he didn't remember the Rambam, you know, in Macholas Asuros Perektes, or the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah. Hard to believe, right? Because the Mishnah is just trying to answer a kasha. This is a kasha. The Torah mentions Bishul, doesn't mention Achila. We know that there's Malchus on Achila. So the Mishnah just has a very poshut kasha. Ain on shem adin. Period. That's his kasha. So he gives two answers. I'm just pointing out, I think the Rambam will have to learn like the first answer of the Kesef Mishnah, because the second doesn't jive with other statements that the Rambam makes.
With regard to the first proof that Sefer Mitzvot is the Sefer Mitzvot, isn't that necessarily proof, because if you're going to say Sefer Garisa, it is a Sefer Mishnah.
That's why I want you to give the second proof. The second proof, I think, is more compelling. The first proof is indicative of something, but the second proof, I think, is more compelling. Okay? So this is it. This is the basic introduction to the Yisra of Basa B'chalav. The connection, the relationship between the Yisra Achila and the Yisra Bishul. From the Mishnah, you see clearly that there is an Yisra Achila. It's implied in the Mishnah, but it's not mentioned explicitly, but the Torah doesn't mention it explicitly either. So the question is, what does that tell us? Does that tell us something about the linkage between Bishul Basa B'chalav and Achila Basa B'chalav? Well, maybe it just tells me that the Yisra Achila is only incurred. If it's Derech Bishul, maybe there really is no linkage. If you'll tell me that there is a linkage, then that's a matter that's open for debate. You could say that maybe Bishul Basa B'chalav is the primary Yisra, and Achila is dependent on Bishul. It was one day in the Gemara and Kuf Yudalev that assumed that. Right. Most would disagree. Most would say that if there is a linkage, the linkage is working in the reverse direction. Now, what's the primary Yisra? Achila. Bishul is, as the Kesef Mishnah would say, is a siyog la'achila. And because it's a siyog la'achila, whenever the Yisra Achila doesn't apply, the Yisra Bishul won't apply either. If you don't cook kashir Bishul that would be normal to eat, probably the Yisra Bishul would not apply either, like Rashi. The Rambam, it seems to me, holds not like that. The Rambam seems to say that the Yisra Bishul and the Yisra Achila are really two separate Yisurin. That's why in the Sefer HaMitzvot he counts Bishul Basav Chalav and Achilas Basav Chalav as two separate Lavim, and that would also explain why the Rambam happens to pass that Mevashel Chaylev B'cholav, Nevela B'cholav, even though one is not going to be Loka Mishum Achila, he'll still be Loka Mishum Bishum.
Are we in? So, well, I have a question about something, but are we in that?